It's Monday, August 27th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes from an AV Nation special interview. I am joined by Nick Conti, talking about Samsung's new Onyx LED screens for cinema. Nick Conti starts off talking about how these screens are changing the post-production movie process.
It could change the way movies are finished. So not necessarily made from movies will still be shot the same way. I mean, there's a lot of advances in cameras. Red Dune is doing a great job. Arri is obviously the industry standard in terms of picture quality. But in terms of the way movies are made, most of that'll stay the same. It's more about the post-production process and color timing process. The screen is, because it has an 18-bit color, 18-bit depth at grayscale intensity, the screen can actually reproduce 281 trillion unique colors. And a lot of that has to do with the brightness, because at higher brightness levels, it accentuates different hues and color. So what we're giving to color timists, cinematographers, and directors is a greater palette to color time the movie. So this is all obviously HDR, right? So currently in the cinema business, I'm not talking about, home entertainment or TVs, but in the cinema business, there are really, is only one de facto, not even a set agreed upon standard, but one de facto commercially available standard for high dynamic range. So currently you have Dolby Vision out there, which is a spectacular product. I mean, they have certainly pushed projection, I believe, as far as it can go. But the Dolby, the Dolby Vision product can only go up to, as far as peak brightness, 108 nits, which is 28 to 30 foot Lamberts. I don't know the exact calculation. But, our screen allows color timers to have a palette that's three times greater than that. We can go up to 300 nits. We can actually even go up to 500 nits, but those are special settings and we're not necessarily promoting that. But we can go up to 300 nits, which is about 88 foot Lamberts, which simply means that we give our, and given, the bit depth and the massive amount of colors that we can reproduce, it simply gives color timers and directors and cinematographers a much greater palette to color time their movies. So you can, they'll be able to see all the details in the shadows. They'll be able to get many, many different colors of versions of each primary color, and just to, a greater palette to express their creative vision on. Will it change the way movies are shot or sound mix? Probably not. But in terms of color timing and the visual representation of the screen, it will give them a much wider range. So if they want, they can color time the movie up to with a max brightness of 300 nits, but they could go anywhere in between them. So if they want to do, 117 nits or 153 nits or 237 nits, it's totally up to them. As long as it's below 300 nits, our screen can handle it.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.